The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
From your buddy Jeff Luno. We were thinking we may have to go out and get a depth starter. That's no longer the case. If anything, we're going to have to put guys in the bullpen.
Many people have said, Fiers is pitching so well. Is that what Fiers really is? Most of them will say, I think that's what he can be. Well, what you've seen of McCullers since he's come back from the DL, is that what he really is? There might be a negative to the fact that they're winning so many of these games regardless.
I mean, you're so good, it's easy to look at it and say, I think we can win with what we've got. Stephen A. Smith says, according to his sources, they believe LeBron James had everything to do with the news getting out that Irving wants to be traded. Now, he did say, I'm not going to accuse LeBron of such a thing. I don't know that to be true at all, but I know that's what Kyrie Irving believes.
Clearly, Kyrie's got some ego issues. He may not be in a mood where he wants to take blame for anything, but if it is true, who cares who leaked it? It's out there now. I mean, if it's true, then it's true.
Did you not expect it to get out?
Yeah, so if you're mad that it's out there, then you're worried about image. That's a you problem. I don't care about that.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, and at Degenerates975, at John Snow with a zero. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we started early because Eric was here early and we wanted to drink. So
that's right.
Hop Delusion.
Hop Delusion.
Is the choice today, which I have to say, especially like if you're going to go to the beach or someplace or the pool or you need cans, good choice.
Yeah.
Or like when you go to the river.
But I tell people this all the time. If you're not used to drinking IPAs with some kick to it, make sure you hydrate because these will put it in the dirt, if you know what I'm saying, if you're not careful about that. So drink responsibly because this is not a session IPA.
No. This one is about upper eights, low 9% ABV, and it does creep up on you. But, yeah, the Delusion's hitting the market this week in cans. It's been out in draft for a couple weeks. And so, yeah, we're pretty stoked about it, man. Like this year's batch a lot.
How much has the recipe changed over the years for that beer?
You know, a little bit. It's funny because we got an email inquiry about that over the weekend. And so originally, you know, it started off the first year. It's like, hey, whatever. Let's just kind of, you know, throw something together. You know, sandlot ball kind of.
Right.
And then the next year, you know, we get a little bit more methodical about it. Then we, you know, got our new brew house going. The bigger fermentation tanks. And this year we went back to fermenting it in the smaller tanks. We just kind of like the character you get out of it a little better. We also added a new hop to this, the Comet hop. I think I talked about that a couple shows ago. It's kind of a new heirloom hop, or new, I guess, isn't the right way to put it, but a rediscovered hop out of the Pacific Northwest. But we're all at the brewery, we're kind of in unison that we think this year's batch is probably the best since 2014. We like it definitely better than last year. Last year was solid, but a little drier in the finish. This one's got a little bit more residual sweetness and definitely kind of a different hop character, a little more complex than before. So, but I don't know. You tell me, AJ.
Is it a matter of like what do you guys always use the same hops?
Yeah, the base hops are always the same. And, I mean, a little bit of a spoiler alert here. We're kind of talking about a Hop Delusion series for 2018. So almost kind of like some other breweries are doing where they feature a different hop every time. So we're going to do, you know, take the base beer but kind of play with some different hoppings on it.
Okay.
It'll be appreciably different, you know, a little too early to disclose all the details, but We're looking forward to that. That's going to be kind of fun.
So I've heard more and more, and I mean, obviously everybody's got a different palate. But as the masses have become more enamored with really hoppy beers, there's a group of, like, craft beer in general may be losing a group of consumers who don't like the bitterness, don't like hoppy beers, and so many brewers are forced to, like, make the next step with hops to, like, make it, I've got to add more hops, to the point where some people are like, I just can't do it. And, like, even people who are trying to drink a session are like, it's too hoppy for me. Is there any concern of that happening?
You know, AJ, I think craft beer is at a really interesting inflection point right now. You know, I think Texas in particular, like, as I've told you guys in the last couple weeks, I mean, Love Street's our fastest growing beer. Hopadillo is still growing, but, you know, we may have scraped off that easy layer of people who are just really looking for flavor. And you know, I think how much of it is intrinsic flavor versus craft is like the hot thing, right?
Right.
You know, I think with millennials and folks, it's like they hear about craft beer, they hear about going to breweries, and they want to discover it. And, you know, we've all been there, right? Like when we were hanging out with our buddies, when we're, you know, late teens, early 20s, and, you know, we're doing something we probably shouldn't be. And somebody's like, isn't this great? And you're thinking to yourself, well, no, but God, I got to kind of go along with my buddies here, right? This is awesome. And so I think the really interesting opportunity with craft brewers right now is they get to sort of figure out like what their customer base is really into. And you're about to go to a place where things like Love Street just don't hunt. And right. I think that's twofold. One, Seattle, Pacific Northwest, highly developed craft beer market. And two, climate. I mean, you might get an 85 degree day up there when you're there, and people will be like about to melt.
Right. I think the highs are 82 while I'm there.
Yeah, and you'll hear people complaining about that.
The Nigel hit the stores today, right?
It did. Yeah. Get that while you can. Get while the getting's good.
I meant to text you and ask you to bring me another bottle, and I forgot.
I think I got a couple bottles in the secret stash for you guys still. Okay. I can work some magic, I think.
All right. Yeah, I was like, maybe I'd take one up to my brother-in-law to try it out when we're up there. And I was like, I'll text Eric, and then I've been packing and everything else.
Well, take one of your bottles, I'll get you back when you're back. Yeah, definitely.
I'm definitely trying to hold on to the other one that I got to age it.
Yeah.
I want to see what it's like down the road, you know?
Yeah, I got a few bottles for you guys. Right. If you need lay some down, I'll take care of you.
Oh,
so
man.
I was thinking of you guys the other day.
Sexually?
God, no, AJ. But
older,
drinking wise. Okay. Right. So take a wild guess at what classic movie, Oscar winner from the 70s that I had never seen.
Burt Reynolds.
That involves a lot of drinking. Oscar winner, Best Picture. I had never seen The Deer Hunter.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable, man. That, like, blew me away. It was a hot night. I came home, and I was like, yeah, but God, did they do a lot of drinking in that movie.
That was an intense movie, and I saw it when I was really young, and it still to this day holds up. I mean, it just was – I love that movie.
Yeah, especially that beginning third before the guys go off to Vietnam, and they're just – it's amazing. Just the cultural – I don't know if they were like Polish or Czech or – but they're just like shots and beer, and they had those like old seamed cans, Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God. And that was like probably what – remember like – well, you'll remember. AJ may not, but Rolling Rock got big in the 80s.
Oh, that was my college beer. We were talking about that this weekend with our neighbors.
What, were you a rich –
no, that was my go-to college beer. Was Rolling
Rock.
But
I bet that movie had something to do with that.
It may have. It may
you know?
Have.
Yeah.
I drank a lot of Rolling Rock when I was in the Army, now that I think about it. Yeah. Like it was, and, of course, I was underage 80% of the time I was in the Army. But, you know, everybody's – once you're in the barracks, everybody's buddies, and no one's – there's no snitches there usually. But we drank a lot of Rolling Rock because it was cheap. and a lot of Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor because it was $1.50 for a 40 ounce. So you could, on $5, you could get, and there's no tax on base, for $5, you could get wrecked. Wrecked. And it, I mean, it was horrible, but.
Do some Old English too?
When you're nine. No, Old English was like $2.25 a 40. Wow. So well, why pay that upcharge when, I mean, it clearly on the bottle said this was fine malt liquor. That's a good deal. So $1.50 for a 40 ounce. And it had the wide mouth. You could put it down fast. That was the way to go.
At high school, it was Schlitz malt liquor, Boone's Farm strawberry wine, and Mad Dog 2020. That's how we got through high school.
Well, that was what we fed chicks in high school, was Mad Dog and
Boone's Farm.
Yeah, that's what the chicks liked to
Strawberry
drink
Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was
Strawberry
the
Hill. That's
mm-hmm.
that's the
That was the
dropper.
PD, yep.
And,
yep.
Like for
Plus,
dudes,
it was
$2
a bottle back then. It was something ridiculous. Even we could afford that.
Like the dudes just drank, like for me, because my dad always had Bud Light in the fridge, that's what I always drank because, you know, my dad would be like, could have sworn I bought another case of Bud Light it when we went to Sam's Club, and I'm like, well, no, I haven't seen it.
You drank it all.
I don't know what happened to that, Dad.
You just forgot because you drank it all.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got to do the shameless plug here.
Give it
we
up.
We got time for that?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, so we got Houston Restaurant Week's coming up, right? Starting next week, and we're back in the game. We did it the first year. We took a year off, but we're back at it, and we have a new chef. He's been with us for about 3 months, PJ Stoops. No relation to the football coaching family, but he's a fishmonger, was a chef at Foreign Correspondents. Speaking of Southeast Asia, actually spent some time there. So he's got kind of a French Thai style and, you know, the typical three-course deal. We got Rattler mussels, tempura, vegetables, or buffalo wings, kind of an interesting take on buffalo wings for the first course. Second course, we got beer chicken roasted in Weekend Warrior. We got grilled tuna, Gulf of Mexico yellowfin, or a Penang curry. Finally, we got a little barley wine crumble or First Runnings shortbread square for dessert.
Ugh, nice.
Just
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
the whole menu. Yeah.
Restaurant Weeks goes on all month. I don't know why they call it weeks, week, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know why they just say restaurant month.
Right. So when you're back, AJ, you can come check it out.
I can partake for sure. Yeah.
And my own shameless plug, charity poker tournament Saturday night. Carbach put up the beer for it. So there.
Good deal.
So you're going to get Damaris Barbecue and Carbach beer.
That's hard to beat. What are y'all going to be drinking? What's the beer?
I don't know what the beer is. I'm sure it'll be good because it's Carbach. And then it's at the Whitmire's Distillery, so we'll also have access to that. So,
what do you want it to be? We can. I think I can influence that, Fred.
Well, you know what I like.
All right. Well, if everybody knows BBH, it's going to be a crazy
I am taking Get Me out there because I do not plan on being sober.
You could probably just do like just a base Hellfighter or the lab. And because it's at a distillery, they can just pour their own shots into the beer and go that way. That might be the way to go.
As if the beer wasn't enough.
As if the beer wasn't enough.
No, I plan on drinking a lot and having fun and helping raise money for a good cause. But we appreciate you guys doing that. All right.
Oh, now I've got to tell you.
Now you
got to
tell. Yeah, you got to tell.
As if I haven't. We've said it all except for about 1 minute's worth of material. So I'll give you that now, guys. That's Eric, the brewmaster at Carbach. They put a lot of work into the beer that they're putting out there for you guys, and I promise you, they've got something that you're going to like. Whatever your taste is, they've got something for you. They've got a ton of great beers for the summer, and not everybody can drink the Nigel and the. You know, the BBH and the hop delusion in the summer months. That's all right. They've got lighter fare for everybody. The Staycation is a great beer for anybody for those hot summer days. The Weekend Warrior, if you're into the hops, but you don't want the 9% that comes along with the hop delusion, the Weekend Warrior is a nice pale that's got a citrusy hop bitterness to it. Very good beer and a little bit easy drinking. Love Street, of course, like Eric said, one of their fastest growing beers, and everyone seems to love it. It's great for any occasion. Speaking of Love Street, the Love Street Blues, every Wednesday night, including this Wednesday, join us in the beer garden for for free live tunes. There's no cover for the tunes. They've got normal Beer Garden pricing on the brews. It's in partnership with the Houston Blues Society. So go out there, listen to some good music, and drink some good beer. Take a tour of the brewery while you're there. One of Eric's minions will probably show you around. Not a bad deal. More info at CarbachBrewing.com. Whatever you're doing this week, pick up your favorite Carbach beer or tell your bartender, please make it a Carbach. In pain, take
your life with cocaine. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Well, here's a text you don't get every day. Fred, I live in Lagos, Nigeria, and listen to the show via podcast religiously. I hope you're not asking for money.
Please send me 2,000 American dollars. I will return with 200,000 American dollars. That's a great deal.
Says he's traveling through Houston and getting to listen to the show live for a change. Totally awesome, and wanted to let you know that the Blitzers are worldwide.
From right on, man. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Glad you're in Houston. Chris Whitmire texted me and said, Zima for the win.
Good work. Zima's back.
Yeah. It's so funny. I think the other one that when I got in my early 20s was that Bartles and James stuff used to get
so wine
drunk.
Coolers.
Yeah. That was my go-to to get women drunk.
Yeah.
Was that. 713-780-ESPN. Derrick Rose signed with the Cavs. There's some breaking news for you.
Okay. That seems like they're trying to push along the Kyrie Irving deal. Someone sent us a tweet earlier, and it made sense to me. It said, would you trade Kyrie for Lillard or McCollum? And then I started thinking, you know, if I could trade Kyrie Irving for Damian Lillard,
I'd do it.
I would do that.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
And I feel like the Blazers might do that too. You know, because I think Kyrie Irving is a better player than Damian Lillard, but it's not by leaps and bounds. And I still think Damian Lillard's got some untapped potential.
Well, and I think you put him with LeBron James.
Exactly.
I think it makes him a better player, and maybe he is a better player than Irving in that situation. I don't know.
So
I think it's close enough that I'd do that.
I feel like both teams might be interested when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kyrie Irving is not in the same position as Carmelo, I don't think. Kyrie Irving doesn't have a no-trade clause where he can say, like, these are places I won't go, right?
Right.
So that might be something to approach. And now the one thing about it is, though, Damian Lillard is the face of the franchise there in Portland. And sometimes it's hard to trade away those guys. You know, especially while they're in their prime. Because when they moved on from Aldridge, it basically became, this is Damian Lillard's team.
Right.
But they've got C.J. McCollum, who's a good young player. And see, I would not trade Kyrie Irving for C.J. McCollum. I would want more than that.
Yeah.
And
But I think Damian Lillard is, you're in the ballpark.
I think Damian Lillard is an interesting swap.
Yeah,
because I feel like that could be a fair deal for both teams,
and I think it would interest me on both ends.
Yeah, because if you're Cleveland, you don't want to give him away for nothing, and you're not getting 100% return on him. Let's say
I don't know. You might be getting pretty damn close because
I think it's like in the 90-95% range, and if you're Portland, you're getting a better player. A player who's won championship, or won a championship.
Championship, yeah.
I don't see who's losing in that deal, especially if Kyrie really wants out.
Because you get younger.
Yeah.
If you're the Blazers, although I don't know how much younger.
I don't think much younger.
But I like Lillard better as a player, as the guy on a team. But, man, I think if you put him with LeBron.
Kyrie's 25. Okay. Damian Lillard's 27.
Okay. So, yeah, you get all of 2 years younger. But that's a lot in basketball years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense. Get on the trade machine and make it happen. 713-780-ESPN. So, did we get all the Game of Thrones talk in that we wanted to get?
I think so.
Okay.
Who are you going to talk about it with? Are you going to have to? Jerome's not going to talk about Game of Thrones, right? Does he watch that?
Yeah, he watches.
Okay,
we were talking about it last night. Now he I don't think he watches it on time because he has his own show on Sunday nights.
Oh yeah, okay.
As I said, we hung out a little bit last night after his show, so I know he hadn't watched last night's as of then. But we'll talk about it next Monday, regardless. If okay. Jong and I have to do it and make him leave the room, that's what we'll do.
There you go.
But I do think it's setting up for a really good episode next week.
I hope so. Because I said,
I expect to be blown away next week. And I mean, completely blown away.
Yeah, this week it did not blow me away. And I'm almost now expecting to be blown away every episode because there's so few left.
Yeah, although that's... Yeah, I can see that the story's pretty far along now. I don't know how much there is left to actually do because they're all in the same place. It should move faster. Oh, I kind of quit watching Ballers, but they're doing a Vegas thing this year. Guess who's got a RJ? RJ's in it. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, he was telling me about that, so we'll talk about that Wednesday.
I've got it recorded. I'll watch it.
I watched it when I got home last night, but by then I'd had enough to drink because so I actually stopped drinking about 2 and then went to bed. So
that may be my problem, and I didn't delete Game of Thrones last night because I was underwhelmed. And then I said, man, and I'd been drinking a lot.
Well, see, and that's the thing I try not to do on Sundays now. So I stopped drinking about 2, took a nap, got up about 7, and did not have any alcohol until the last 10 minutes of the show.
I drank through normal Game of Thrones time and then stopped drinking and got home and watched it.
But what I did do is after the show, then I started drinking, and then we went out, and things kind of went south from there. But
all right, guys, I got to tell you, the summer months are here. It's time to start thinking about your electricity bills, and they are no laughing matter. Anybody who pays those bills knows that. And sometimes you think, man, I'd like to find a new rate, but it's a painful experience because people change up their rates on you for different times of day, different times of year. Not Trigall Energy is trying to make it easy for you. They're trying to take away all that confusion. They're a born and raised Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you'll pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. No gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.4 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You'll even receive a free weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before the bill hits the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision that you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back. It's kind of been a fun show since we started doing Game of Thrones and beer. Not that it wasn't fun before, just enjoyed the last hour of the show a lot more.
It always picks up when we pop the cans,
yeah,
in this case.
Yeah, whenever Eric shows up, it's always a good time. You're going to miss out tomorrow because we're going to have a little Whitmire's action.
Oh, thanks, guys.
They're going to come in and let us know what's going on at the brewery and, I mean, at the distillery, and also talk a little bit about the poker tournament we have going Saturday out there. So I have a George R. R. Martin update.
Okay.
I don't think this guy wants to finish his books. Has he?
Shouldn't have to now.
We're going to know what happens, but he went to his blog today. And he addressed a few things. He says he has a short story that's soon coming out that will be appearing in the Book of Swords. He has a book on Targaryen history called Fire and Blood, which is just like a fake history of the Targaryens that's coming out. And an update on Winds of Winter, which is the long-awaited next book, which was supposed to be out this year. Basically, says probably not going to happen this year. Probably 2018, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
He's never finishing this. He's written two basically fake history books in Fire and Blood that cover the reigns of all the Targaryen kings. The first volume, he says, will be out in late 2018 or early 2019. Second volume will cover everything up until Robert's Rebellion.
Okay.
But why are you doing all this? Just finish the Winds of Winter.
He's busy.
No, he's doing what I do. He's taking on stuff to distract him from actually finishing something because he just doesn't like the way it's going.
Yeah.
It's a very common thing. But this is what he put on his blog. Asked about Winds of Winter. I'm still working on it. I'm still months away. How many? Good question. I still have good days and bad
days.
Interesting
question.
And that's all I care to say. Whether Winds or the first volume of Fire and Blood will be the first to hit the bookstores is hard to say at this juncture.
Ugh.
But I do think you will have a Westeros book from me in 2018. And who knows, maybe two, A Boy Can Dream. No, there's no way you're getting two of them out.
That's so obnoxious that he's working on another book before he finishes the one.
Yeah, I mean, and the dude's 68 years old, not exactly in the best shape.
Yeah.
I mean,
this isn't going to end well.
No. Oh, well. Just wanted to share that. Oh, you know what we haven't done? Because we got a little tied up. We haven't done our Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, there are some things in this world that make me scratch my head.
Okay.
And
such as?
Well, the gender reveal party things that we talked about
last
week. I think I can take this one farther. I think this is dumber. Is that Trey out there that I can hear all the way through the damn
so
door?
Loud.
Jeez. I can hear him through the damn door. All right, this is dumber. A vasectomy party.
All right.
Snips, chips, and dips with your closest friends. Apparently, guys who are willing to spend a few thousand dollars are getting together for brosectomies at clinics that look more like club lounges. One guy says, I guess it's from the alcohol, but we had such a great time. There's certain things that I don't really want to share. And, like, I don't want to go get snipped with a bunch of guys. And I'll have a party afterwards.
Yeah.
But isn't that kind of...
I'm good with just one-on-one. I liked it. It was just me and my doctor in the room.
Yeah, that's kind of what you're looking for, right? Theoretically? Yeah. I just don't see that happening. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. So what was going on out there?
I don't know. I think he was just talking. I see this tweet from Bleacher Report. This is the Cavaliers and the Warriors have the MVPs from 2009 to 2016 with the signing of Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. LeBron won 09, 10, and then Rose won 11. LeBron won 12 and 13. Kevin Durant 14. Curry 15 and 16.
LeBron James should have won five consecutive MVPs. That's crazy to think about. They were like, oh, we can't do three in a row.
Well, that happened to Michael Jordan and Karl Malone.
Yeah, and Rose did have a pretty amazing year.
He had a great year.
And his team had a better regular season. Was he better than LeBron? But we say this every year. If we're just picking the best player, LeBron's going to win every year. But if I know it's a long shot, but if you get... You're not going to get MVP Derrick Rose ever again. That guy's gone.
No, well, that's why he's 1 year, $2.1 million.
But if you get 75% of that guy, I think you can help your team.
Yeah, I don't think you can count on Derrick Rose to be like your starting point guard, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, that's why I like your Damian Lillard idea. I think that's just...
It wasn't my idea, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody tweeted that to us.
Astros 2, Phillies nothing. So there's your Astros update.
Yeah, we had a Bregman sighting.
Yeah, what'd he do?
Homer.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, 10th of the year.
Was it 2-0? Is that what you
said? Yeah, it's 2-0.
Okay.
I think since I've
got a chair blocking my view.
Well, since I've started kind of calling him out, his average is creeping up a little bit.
Good for him.
Well, and I said this in an article I wrote about it, but for a shortstop, Bregman's offensive production is above average.
Yeah.
And if he winds up playing, well, of course, now with Moran hurt, that's probably not going to happen as much. But if he's playing shortstop in place of Correa, no, he's not Carlos Correa, but those numbers are pretty good for a shortstop. Just for a third baseman, you expect a little more.
Right.
But maybe he's going to get there. I mean, I think he's had a very steady year. And if he just kind of goes on a tear at some point the way he did last year, his numbers will look really good at the end of the season. Not that it matters in terms of hitting because you've got enough guys. But, you know, the other thing is, how long do you think Carlos Beltran's going to hit under 230? Or do you think maybe...
I think for the rest of the season.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's old.
He is old, but...
It happens. It happens to everybody. And it's usually not like a slow decline. Mm. It's usually you go from hitting 260 to hitting 220, and then that's what you are going forward.
Well, don't sell him short. It's 229.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. I'm. It's not. The year's not over yet.
Yeah, but that I still. I guess I expected more from him. I mean, not that you need it.
And you know what? You might get more from him in the playoffs.
I'd be okay with that.
I wouldn't be shocked if he plays it, because that's like your veteran leadership guy, and that's what I thought when they got him, was like, this is a guy who's got playoff experience. It's a guy that will come playoff time.
And that's when you want
like to have him, yeah.
And you know what I might have been wrong about? Like, I did not want to give up Velasquez in that trade.
Yeah.
He might not ever quite work out.
Maybe not.
So.
I mean, he's had some...
He had some success last year, but then he got hurt, and it was like his second major injury, if I'm not mistaken, and he really hasn't been the same since then. All right, guys, school right around the corner, and Houston Cann Academies is going to need your help because they're going to have new students who've dropped out of other schools who are getting a second opportunity. Good students, they just, for whatever reason, had to get a job to support their family, or they had transportation issues getting to school. Well, Houston Cann Academies takes those kids in, gives them a second chance, and so many of them go on to do great things. They graduate, they go on to college, they become awesome people, and it's all thanks to Houston Cann Academies. Well, you can help, and they need your help because school's about to start. And by your help, just a donation. It can be a car, motorcycle, truck, boat, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. Process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. So you can do a good thing, get rid of something you're not using anymore, and it's just a win-win for everybody. All you have to do is pick up the phone, be the next Blitzer to do it. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I can't do much.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Totally forgot there was a CFL game tonight, and I was going to bet Ottawa, and the game started. I hate when that happens. That happens to me during college football season, too, on the Thursday night games or Wednesday night games that come on at 6 o'clock, and, you know, I'm just all focused on the show, and next thing you realize, damn, this thing started. Need your opinion. My neighbor was up until 4 a.m. The couple had a huge argument. The girl was crying belligerently. Her dude was screaming at her, telling him not to touch him. Seemed like it was getting physical. Reason I was up, because I was going to work at the time. I brushed it off. What would you have done? This is the second time it's happened. Next time, what should I do? If you're afraid something's about to get physical, you got to call the cops.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too.
But it's hard to judge that. I mean, it may just be drunk and ranting at that point. But, and I've only had to do that once And there was a couple downtown that was basically they were screaming at each other for a while. And then she went up and took a swing at him. And that's when I called the police because it was obvious that he was going to hit back. And that's what happened. And they got there really quick. And both of them got arrested. But, you know, when it gets physical, man.
That's about the cutoff point.
That's my cutoff point.
Yeah.
I mean, because some people can just get drunk and yell at each other and they never do anything. And you can kind of tell. But, yeah, when it starts, people start grabbing each other, that's when, yeah. Oh, we got the dumbass report.
We do, Fred. Before we get into that, technically, I wanted to ask you about this. Have you heard about, I mean, this can kind of be dumbasses because somebody's paying for these things. Luxury toothpicks? You know, have you heard anything about this?
No.
A Toronto company is making this happen. Peter Smith sells luxury toothpicks that come in six flavors, including single malt and bourbon. A four bottle pack, starts at $25, and that averages out to about 50 cents per toothpick.
It's too damn hot.
Well, do I really want to be walking around with bourbon breath in my job? In this job, it's okay.
It's odd. I mean, like, for comparison's sake, there's 12 toothpicks in each bottle.
Okay.
So you're paying 50 cents a toothpick for $25. A plastic jar of 250 toothpicks costs about $2, one cent per toothpick. Who are the people that can, I mean, who are just wasting money on toothpicks of all things?
Well, does it have actual bourbon in it, or is it just a bourbon taste?
I think it's a bourbon flavor.
Oh, bleep that.
That's what I'm saying.
Dumb.
Yeah. So
that's a dumbass.
That's a dumbass for whoever's buying that stuff.
Canadians.
Okay. Let's get into this. A battle between two New York billionaires has been holding up a plan to replace a crumbling pier on Manhattan's Hudson River waterfront. A years-long fight is entering another round. Proponents and opponents of a $250 million project plan meet on Monday to try and reach a settlement that would avoid more legal action. Basically, what happens here is Barry Diller wants to give $250 million for this park. He said he's going to pay for it through a family charitable foundation, and he's going to take care of it all. But there's a guy named Douglas Durst, who's the real estate developer and skyscraper baron there in New York, who's fighting against it. And it all boils back to a long time ago, and this guy's brother is named Robert Durst. You may have heard of him.
Yes.
He killed a friend. Because he feared...
He did not kill his friend, but he did dismember him.
Yeah. Her.
Her. No, yeah. Was it? Well...
The friend was a woman that he killed because he killed his first wife. So he's killed multiple people.
Alleged.
No, I think officially now. But he said that, I have nothing against Diller except he said he wishes I had been killed by my brother. So Durst is blocking this park because... The other guy said that his brother should have killed him.
Oh, God.
So he's trying to not let this guy pay for a $250 million park because of that.
People are such bitches.
Two young Florida stories. Two Lakeland teens learned that it's not a good idea to throw eggs at people, especially a stranger.
Yeah.
According to Lakeland police, Hunter Jones and John Stone were arrested Tuesday for being involved in throwing an egg at a bicyclist. Unfortunately for the teams, the victim was one of the department's lieutenants, Mike Lewis.
Whoops.
Also, unfortunately, he is practicing as a competitive mountain biker, and he got up to speeds of 22 miles per hour and was able to track them down. Not wise, guys. And finally, what they call a flashy Florida boy caught four times in 6 weeks for car theft. He cut off his ankle monitor the day after being charged with stealing a car and stole another one. It's his fourth arrest in 6 weeks. He's 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
10 years old.
Florida.
That's all too right. Damn young.
Yeah. Too damn young.
Hey, enjoy your break, man.
Thanks, guys.
Drink some great beer. And
we'll do just
we
that.
We will hold down the fort while you're gone.
Don't blow it.
See you in Seattle.
Maybe we'll have a signal when I get back.
Stay sportsy, bitches.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10.
If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.